This unrated, adult-friendly podcast is brought to you by our good friends at Adult Video Warehouse. Adult Video Warehouse has been the most trusted source for sexual health and wellness products in South Florida for over 20 years. Check out their beautiful remodeled stores in Pompano Beach and North Palm Beach. AdultVideoWarehouse.net.
All right, welcome to the KBJ After Show podcast.
Kevin's eyes look insane, but he's got new hair. Virginia is a witch, and she farts in her chair. Jason is a spaz who's got an old man's ass. Welcome to the After the Show podcast.
Yeah, here it is. It's a Friday, and we've been drinking.
Well, most of us have been drinking.
Yeah.
Yours is on the way, Ralston.
Oh, okay.
And we just heard our boss, Randy, do a break on the real radio station talking about how she wishes she would have got a bird bomb.
Oh, okay.
Bird bomb is on the KVJ trend.
She's getting bombed.
Yeah. When you hear the sounds of...
Yeah, it means guns are...
About to get bird bombed.
That's what it is.
It goes... Bird bomb.
Okay. Well, you've got like your own sound signature. You're really putting this brand together.
I'm in a great mood today.
Yeah. Jaybird's new mixed drink.
You're an innovator.
Yeah.
I think it's why I feel like I'm in a good mood. The bird bomb's been a success. A lot of people talking about it. People are not really tweeting yet.
Okay.
You've made a difference to like three people, and that's all that matters.
Three people is better than the people I had last night.
Oh.
Okay.
Which was none. No, I'm just kidding.
If you missed it earlier, the bird bomb was a concoction. We were talking about mixing coffee with Coca-Cola, and then Jaybird, for good measure, threw some Jameson whiskey in there. So you got all that kind of together, and then Virginia threw in a little bit of a creamy substance as well.
Yeah, I put a little coffee creamer in there.
I really highly recommend everybody that's a KVJ Nation lover, go back to the beginning of the show today and listen how the bird bomb kind of evolved. We all kind of just had sex together and made the bird bomb.
Ooh. I don't know if I would use that analogy.
That's bad. That was supposed to be more of a camaraderie.
Okay.
Felt real flat.
Yeah. Can't win them all.
Oh, man, there's going to be so many more losses today.
Yeah. I'd say we're just beginning. Many more to follow. Well, thanks for all the feedback. Got a ton of emails, and it was without a doubt a landslide when it comes to the KVJ draft. Virginia won with her mix. She had the champagne. She had Bloody Marys.
And I had Bloody Marys and
Mai Tais.
Oh, margaritas.
Margaritas.
Sorry.
Well, that was messy.
People like the old way of doing the draft on the radio. So thank you for that. All the emails that we got.
Yeah, man. People like to hear the process.
Yeah.
That's where the fun stuff comes out.
And sometimes it's fun to fight about if somebody took yours and all that.
Well, sometimes going to Disney World's not the best part. The drive there's the memories. Those are the snacks.
It's a terrible analogy. Disney's way better than the drive.
I don't feel like you're doing Disney right at the drive is better. Or else you're doing the drive amazing. I don't know.
I don't know. I was trying to have a heartwarming moment. Didn't work.
Drink!
Yeah.
Bird bomb!
Yeah. Like Patty had said, most of us are driving to work at 7:30. We can't watch live. So it's all good. So I appreciate that. So if it's ever brought up to me again about how long that takes, we need to get to it faster, I'll say, already been down that road. The listeners spoke.
We tried
listeners
it.
Listeners win, dude. Well,
we tried to listen.
Yeah.
I love how we got our own feedback, our own study with the people who legit listen to our show that care about our show. That's what I like.
That like the bit.
Yeah.
That's whose opinion really matters.
I don't want fucking strangers critiquing our bits going, oh, yeah, oh. Yeah, the Cajun man's a dick. Well, of course that Cajun man's a dick. You don't know that Cajun man yet. Give us 30 months and you'll like him or her, Virginia.
Well, the guy that we have is cruel, but I just like to have those justifications for, look, been there, tried it, here's what people said, and pretty confident that you're wrong.
Oh, it's not a knock on the man at
no.
all. The man's great.
It's not like we have that douche Steve. We actually have a good one.
Who's the douche Steve?
You
from
know.
From
the radio coach, Steve.
Oh, the fuck face that Ralston kind of got dusted up with.
Yeah.
I like when Ralston gets a little...
I didn't dust up with him. I just had... I disagreed strongly with a couple of positions that he's taken.
You should have taken your rant and tweeted at that guy.
I did.
Virginia did.
Oh, that's... that's
picture don't me.
Yeah. He probably wouldn't be taking my call if I had tried to ring him up today.
When she's on your side, man, you fucking love her like a French fry.
Oh, I blasted him on Twitter.
I love it. That's great. It's awesome.
Don't come for Kevin.
You can't come for the Ralston.
Hey, no. You're not gonna like it.
Not on this timeline.
Maybe if you came for him and you were right, okay, I would just like be quiet. But if you come for him and you're so blatantly wrong, bitch, you better pack a lunch.
So I graduated from the school of fuck that. Even if Ralston's wrong, I'm defending my boy. Fuck that.
Even if Ralston's wrong, Ralston's right.
Exactly.
Okay, Kevin can't be wrong.
Yeah,
okay.
Kevin Ralston no longer.
Little Miss can't be wrong.
Okay.
Yeah, I loyalty's sexy.
Are you going to say that we made love again?
No.
Jesse sent an email. We were wondering how many people listen to our show while they're naked. And Jesse said, listening to the Thursday podcast, and Jason asked how many people you thought might be listening while naked. Well, I'm one of those naked listeners. I typically listen to the podcast when I shower in the evenings. I turn on the podcast, take a few puffs of my weed pen, then I hop in the shower to wash off the day. It's how I unwind after a long day of working and a few hours of being mom to a 4 and a 2-year-old.
Ooh, that's tough.
Yeah.
4 and 2 is rough.
This person's awesome.
Mm-hmm. And also had a feel-good Friday. I was accepted into a mentorship program that will help advance my career in content strategy, which has also landed me a free attendance to a 3-day conference, ticket valued over $1,000. So that's
nice.
Great.
Nice. Good for you.
Great email, Jesse.
We're so proud of you.
If I may, go a little bit deeper on this quiz. Each day might go a little bit weirder.
Okay.
How many people listen to our show that masturbate?
During the show?
Yes. Maybe they hear Ralston's voice. Maybe he's doing a misconnection that gets you going. Maybe a little wet. Let us know about that. Maybe Virginia's third dirt of the day gets you a bone piece. Maybe World Record Wednesday? I don't know. Give you the vibrations in the clit.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. Maybe. Stacy, she sent this email. She said, I was listening to the ATS podcast, as I always do when I first get home. And the first thing Jay Bird talked about was, what is the percentage of people listening to the podcast naked? I literally thought in my bed, why would anybody be naked listening to KBJ? Then I realized I was in the shower, in fact, naked, laughed out loud, thought I'd share.
Look at
that. So I'm in that 10%. Okay. I estimated 10%. Maybe it's more.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
You are going to get some masturbation emails next week.
From him. They're going to be pics.
Do you read my emails if I send them in? Kevin, I masturbated so hard to your whacked out news.
How sad would it be if...
I whacked off so hard to your whacked out news.
Whacked out news.
The whacked off news.
Yes. So creamy.
Oh, where's Denny's? We sent him to the store to get whiskey because we have to make more bird bombs.
Well, you know what? I will pay for Ralston's Uber to get home today. Yours, whatever.
He don't need an Uber. He's got his mother-in-law getting
it. What I'm saying is, if we want to go deep on this thing, if we want to go to 1115A, I'm down for you guys.
Virginia, keep it going.
Oh, I am, man.
I have to go to a meeting. You want to come with me?
No. That's awful, because I'm going to try to take over the meeting with laughter and fucking bits and shenanigans.
I think it's fun.
Well, man, I'm in.
Yeah, I might as well show up to watch.
All right, so all three of us are going to my meeting.
Yeah. Not in the mood to perform.
It's a loose meeting, so I wouldn't worry about it. You want to talk about a meeting? This is a meeting with a real Cajun man. It's with the guy that does the crawfish cooking for the Crawfish Festival coming up in June. And he is going out to do a sight check, and I'm just going out there to be supportive.
To be his backup Cajun man.
He is a real legit Cajun man, and I love listening to him talk. I should make some videos with him.
Okay.
Some cooking videos.
You should have him do Look up your on your phone, Google a story, have him do a Dirt of the Day story in his voice.
Okay. I'll have him do one of the stories from today.
Yes, have him do that. I want to see how he delivers it.
Oh, he's got the best Cajun man voice.
No, he doesn't.
He's legit.
Yeah, no, he doesn't. No, he's in second place in our heart.
I'm looking at looking at my man right now.
Yeah.
My raging Cajun friend.
Yeah.
Eric sent an email. It said, what's up, KVJ? I was thinking a good idea for Bit would be to start a KVJ only fans, and everybody on the show has to post one sexy picture on the page to see who gets the most tips, with all the money made on the page going straight to Little Smiles.
It feels dirty.
But it's a good con.
But it's a great con.
I am all in. I'm talking full gorilla in on, and I'm on OnlyFans. I struggle with that.
You don't have any kids. I think Magnolia would be mortified if she found out I have an OnlyFans.
Well, dog, we're not fingering. We're not doing any of that stuff.
Ooh.
Speak for yourself. I had plans on fingering Kevin.
Wow.
Well, if Kevin agrees.
The orifice is clean for you, Virginia.
Grab your ankles, Ralston.
Poke away.
Come on, Ralston's got the cleanest orifices in the radio.
Yeah.
Your hand will actually come out smelling better when it went in.
That's Pull a promise.
It out. It'll be like a manicure on it.
That's a promise.
Oh, yeah. Ralston's got that potpourri butthole.
Yeah, that's a promise.
Ralston don't stink. No, he does not stink. Hole's very clean smelling like.
That's what it is. Big thanks to Adult Video Warehouse for today's After the Show podcast. They have been the most trusted source for sexual health and wellness products in South Florida for over 20 years. Go check out their beautiful remodeled stores in Pompano Beach and North Palm, and check them out at adultvideowarehouse.net. Apparently speakeasies are popular everywhere, not just in South Florida. We got an email here from Kevin in Houston. He said two of the coolest speakeasies I've ever been to is Mafralis. It's a swanky jazz bar with a dimly lit atmosphere and makeout couches upstairs. My father and uncles used to take their girlfriends there before I was born. No sign outside, just a blue door under some stairs. Look at that. That's that is a bar right there.
Oh, I love
that
it.
Very that's a cool concept.
Sexy.
Yeah. No?
It's a secret, and it makes you feel like, wow, I'm in a special spot that nobody else knows about. There's no sign.
It's almost drinks for the lovers. The lovers of the night. No.
You need a drink.
I need a drink?
Yeah, every time you say something stupid, you have to drink. I told your ass that.
Oh, he's not going to make it out of here alive.
I'm getting double teamed.
Again.
Ralston and
Sinich. That's what we should do on our OnlyFans. We should double team you.
With what? Like a pizza and a corn dog? Corn dog in the butthole, pizza in the mouth. That's a joke.
That would be amazing.
But it would be. I'm not gonna do that, but that would get the views up. I'm not. Don't email me. I'm not buttholing a corn dog.
Butthole in a corn.
Don't email me unless you want to offer me a grand to do
talks,
it,
Mama.
Kevin had said the other one is the Last Concert Cafe, a Tex-Mex live music venue. Again, there's no sign outside. You just have to knock twice on the red door to get in. The margarita serves four, and their up-and-smoke version has a CBD for Denny's. You can see, there you go. It's just a door.
Just a red door, yep. And you knock twice.
And boom. There you go. That's a cool concept.
That is very cool.
I like the secret knock.
I like the concept of secret knocks.
Yeah.
We need a secret knock. We also need a secret password, and we need a secret facial expression, just in case. When it all fucking goes down, because it's going to go down, we need to be able to communicate through our faces, through our silent words.
Denny's is back with the whiskey.
Oh, shit.
Look at this.
Oh, fucking Denny's.
Yeah. Oh, he got the Jameson.
Oh, good stuff.
It's got beads on it.
Wow.
That's fancy.
Leftover St. Paddy's Day beads.
Black label.
Did you go to the...
Oh, in Kahlua. Not at all there.
Did you go to the sad liquor store? The one that has a lot of pain?
Yeah.
There's one that's got
regret.
As soon as you walk in, every pain you felt from your childhood instantly goes into your heart.
And it's connected to a smoking bar. So, funny enough, my mask reeks of smoke from being in
there. Damn.
Yeah. Yeah, if you're looking to not confront problems, do not go to this bar.
We decided to take the coffee creamer out of the bird bomb.
But, dog, that's what made everything magical.
Just relax.
Really? Oh, so you're going to fuck with Einstein on his,
You're no Einstein.
Damn. How about 69
Stein? 69 Stein. That's how we're going to make some money on OnlyFans.
Stop talking about.
Okay, so we do maybe, here's what we do. We do an OnlyFans page, but it's not individually, it's the whole show.
I said that earlier.
Kind of like our TikTok.
I told you that. That's what I said earlier.
All right, I wasn't open to it then, but I'm starting to come around. Come around.
Oh, come around? 69 that pizza.
Ooh, hey, Pop. Wow.
If you can take a corn dog, I think I at least have to play ball.
Corn dogs are no more than 6 innings.
Okay. We're whooping it up there.
All right, he's got the Jameson.
Just do me a favor. Don't judge the cook when they cook the stuff.
What?
Don't,
drink!
Don't drink that one you're pouring.
Every time he says something stupid, he has to drink.
I mean, I'm clinically dead. I've said so much stupid shit this week.
Okay.
Austin, you need something real high and tight.
Don't make him a big one.
Don't fucking tell me how to live my life in a good way, in a peaceful way. I'm not
just trying to help you.
I'm trying to help you. What did you say earlier at 7A? You tried to correct me, and then you stopped. Why did you stop me? Because you said...
I was wrong.
You said I was doing a good job.
Oh, you were doing a good job. Oh, yeah, okay. You're right. That first batch you made was great. It didn't curdle. I don't know what happened to the second batch.
The reason why it curdled was because the moisture in the air was a little bit more than 75. And when we first got in here, it was below 70.
Am I close?
So you're saying the temperature changed by 5 degrees?
It changed greatly. Yeah.
It did.
It did.
That's okay. He's over there mixing the coffee, Coke, and
all right,
pouring them back and forth.
All right. I don't see any curdling.
There's no curdling. Okay, Ralston, there you go.
Okay, it's a bird bomb.
Bird bomb. Take the whole thing down.
Bird bomb.
Take that whole thing down.
Okay.
Ralston. 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 If you suck on chocolate after, it gives you the full exposure. The full experience.
Who's chocolate?
What do you think?
It's not bad.
I told you.
It's not bad.
It's not.
I do not like coffee at all.
I hate it.
Yeah, there is a little bit of a coffee aftertaste.
You know, that's
that I don't love.
That's
but
because we didn't do the half and half.
It's better than what I thought it was going
to
be.
The half and half, you have to drink it immediately. That's why. It curdled because we waited too long. But if you make the drink, it's to drink in consumption right away.
All right.
Okay. All right.
I think this batch is stronger than the first batch.
I was going to say, that's got a real, it's basically just
a cup of Jameson.
It tastes like somebody fucked with my whiskey.
It's like, hey, let's get this motherfucker drunk.
It's like if my mind was ready for whiskey and I came back and be like, what the fuck do you guys do to my whiskey?
People are saying they can read Ralston like a book. Ralston doesn't like it.
I said it's better than what I thought it was going to be. I don't know if I would put it in like, I'm not going to go to a bar and be like, hey, give me one of them bird bombs. It's not something I'm going to order, but.
We're going to work.
You know, it's okay. I took two sips.
I'm just saying it was different.
It was a different mix.
It was different.
We're going to work on it. We're going to get it exactly right.
You got to get the right parts of this and
exactly.
The parts of that.
Exactly.
You know, we should do. Fine-tune it. We should do another Witch in the Bitch podcast where we concoct the drink, have the people.
Concoct?
Yeah, we'll concoct it. We'll cock it. And have the people tell us what, you know.
I love it.
Interactive, people, drinks, fun, interactive.
You want to do it on Saturday? I mean,
I do.
I was going to chill and not drink, but this sounds fun.
Because you got the bird bomb in you, and the bird bomb makes you want to party like a motherfucker.
She's feeling it. She's coming back to life.
Bird bomb.
She was thinking all week, oh, I'm not going to drink like that again. And then here we go, Friday, and she's like, let's ramp it back up, baby.
Gosh.
You know what happened to you? You got
Bird-bombed.
Bird-bombed, yeah. Bird-bombed. Got an email here. If you get bird-bombed, you're looking for a place to hang out. Marcy agrees that the Dollar General is a good place to go for some fun and
Amen.
Drama.
Amen. I agree with Marcy. I mean, don't go in there to make friends. Go in there to observe life.
And people who love candles like myself, candles are very expensive. When you go there, you get a ton of them, but they are religious candles. They're Jesus, they're Moses, they're Nazareth, they're all of the people that are whatever. They're all the big five. They Mary, Mary's in there.
Larry.
Small God.
Curly.
All of them. They're all in there.
Got the Shep candle.
Who's Nazareth?
I'm just saying, the big ones are in there, mm-hmm. and they're very cheap. They smell good.
Yeah.
We're talking 99 cents.
Wow.
Yeah.
They do have a large selection of shit candles.
No, they're not shit, though.
They are absolutely shit candles.
They're religious. Dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They do have the hurricane candles, too, with, like, Virgin Mary on them. And I'm not saying those are the shit candles.
They're not.
The little ones they have in there are shit candles.
You want that Samsung candle? Yeah, they got it.
Okay.
Or Samson.
Samson. Drink.
I was going to say.
You are going to be a mess.
I am a mess. We should totally send me home. I should not be on a microphone right now. The fact that we're allowing this to go on is ridiculous.
Yeah.
I'm going to get that Nazareth candle.
Yeah, Samsung.
Right, don't make me feel so stupid.
Can you imagine the Bible according to Bird?
Samsung and Nazareth.
If he rewrote it, don't the names
feel,
we get.
Don't make me feel more stupid. Come on.
Same gang.
Yeah.
Oh, my. The sad thing is, she's almost just as bad as me.
This just in, apparently at the Dollar General, they also have the Eddie Mercury candle. it's brand new there.
You motherfucker.
So they got that one there.
So many balls to call me out on anything verbal.
Yeah. Dude, I do have balls. You're right.
So she's telling a story here, Marcy is, about... They said when Virginia referenced Dollar General, clientele is squirrely this morning. I had to send this. Let me set the scene. I see this man very upset, holding a six-pack of beer, standing at the register. He wasn't upset about having to wear a mask, not even about the price check. It was all about where his beer was being stocked at the store. Mind you, there's a cold case at the front of the store, literally right next to the door. The vendor was there stocking the cold case. Apparently, the customer's beer wasn't on the correct shelf. I find myself at the checkout line, awkwardly holding an armful of random Dollar General items, slow blinking at the catastrophe in front of me, careful not to enrage the customer more. So the Dollar General clerk reassured the customer by saying, I know that you come and get your beer here every morning. It will be here, just on a different shelf. You're a valued customer, and we know you. This appeased the customer, and after several attempts to explain why he was upset, he left to drink his beer outside of the store next to his bike.
Aww.
Needless to say, I will definitely be visiting my local Dollar General in the future for entertaining purposes. Sincerely, the same youngster Marcy who supports Jason banging the old Marcy.
Oh.
Yes. Yeah. Whatever happened to Marcy?
She is still around. Yeah. She sent me one text. Yeah. It was kind of benign. Nothing I thought was show-worthy. I almost sent it to Kevin, but I didn't think it was good enough. I haven't heard from her since that whole run.
Interesting.
She did like it, though.
Yeah?
What? Drink.
Speaking of dollar stores, there is a hot girl that works at a dollar store.
Which one?
Yeah? Which one?
West Palm, and very, 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 there's also a cute girl at McDonald's.
Yeah?
There's a lot of cute girls in West Palm.
It talks like we're in this little town of 10.
Well, I thought this was supposed to be.
Golly!
I thought the show.
I saw a pretty one.
I thought the After the Show podcast was us at a bar and just talking about our feelings and thoughts. It wasn't supposed to be good.
The After the Show. It wasn't supposed to be good.
It was supposed to just be the diehard people who like our show that still listen. They're like, oh, okay. All right.
It's like a speakeasy.
Oh.
Oh.
Knock twice.
What?
Virginia. Yeah.
Knock twice and then drink.
Yeah. Oh, speakeasy.
Speak hard.
That was not easy.
Speak hard.
Ironically, for you, speaking is not easy.
You should have opened your own place called Speak Raspy.
Oh, man.
Great fun.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep.
My face hurts from laughing.
We're having a good time.
I know. I got to get more Botox, though.
No, you don't, Mama. You still look surprised.
Do I?
You look great. I like when your hair isn't done. I like when you have you slept on your face kind of hair. I do. I like it. I like when girls have messy hair.
Okay.
Am I being creepy? I don't.
Are you hitting on me?
No, definitely not. No. Fuck no.
Do you think my hair looks messy now or it looks fixed now?
It looks a little messy now and I like it better. I like it when it looks a little grimy.
I washed it today.
So Virginia doesn't look trashy enough? You hate when she looks clean and put together?
No, there's times where you come in here and it, you even say it, you didn't wash it. And
yes.
It's kind of grimier.
Totally.
It looks better on you.
Interesting.
In my opinion.
Yeah.
What the fuck? I'm small town kid from Lake Park. Yeah.
You're a single guy out there looking at girls.
I am a single guy, very horny.
Okay.
Not that I'm saying I'm horny for Virginia.
No, for the dollar store girl.
Yeah.
And McDonald's.
Or the guy with the bike.
I heard he's single if you want it.
It's interesting to see a number on this. We were talking about this earlier this week. You'd had New Mexico, New York State, Virginia, just three states that recently legalized marijuana for recreational use. And now 61% of Americans say that they support that.
Yeah, it's getting more normalized, and that's how everything, behaviors, when they become normalized, everyone's going to be cool with it.
As soon as people stop thinking about it like it's like a hardcore drug, and people start realizing, oh, wait, there are medicinal purposes that are helping people live better lives and not be in pain and not have anxiety and not have to rely on prescription opioids.
Mm-hmm.
Pot is the answer.
Yeah.
Get on the boat or just get the fuck out of the conversation.
I can tell you this. If I was smoking weed since 6 a.m. instead of drinking, I wouldn't talk about Virginia's hair. I wouldn't talk about, you know, sex, coming, or whatever I was talking about earlier. I wouldn't talk about that.
You wouldn't?
No. Weed makes me more reserved with people.
Okay.
But if it's one-on-one.
You're saying you behave better on weed than you do on booze.
Oh, my gosh.
Booze brings out a devil, and weed brings out the choir boy.
Weed brings out, hey, let's get a pizza. Alcohol brings out this guy. Yeah.
Let's get some strippers.
Yeah.
Not that's strippers, a hard thrust. Yeah. That looked like that would hurt. That would hurt if you're in front of that.
And I mean that more as a spirit, not, you know, clearly not a physical thing, but just a spirit. Let's fuck it up. Fuck you.
Yeah.
But weed's more, you know, chill, rubbing, candles.
Okay. So
bathtubs.
You rub gently on weed, you thrust hard on booze.
No, it's not about sex. It's more about an attitude.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Weed's just more peaceful. And alcohol, I think we all can agree, it just amps you up. I mean, we've all.
Well, I think it's about the when you get into the land of excess. I think that to a certain point, they both relax, take the edge off. But when you start going, okay, you're now into the land of excess, now you're going to get a little bit more aggressive on the booze, whereas the weed, you wouldn't go that route.
Exactly. I would say on the excess level, you could smoke a bunch of weed, and that's going to be a way different outcome than if you continued to drink.
So if you use either excessively, better to use weed excessively, or the person that you're going to become will be less offensive. And we saw a good example right there because the one with the thrusting was highly offensive.
And that was exactly what I wanted to do as an artist.
He's a performance artist.
Oh, okay. I got that performance.
It was a social message.
Yeah.
So you can't get on me for that.
Yeah.
Stop texting.
He's just dancing his truth.
You're emailing. I see you typing. I want you back.
She's over this.
No, I want you back engaged. I like a witch engaged.
I'm engaged.
No, you're typing. Don't fuck this up. Because right now we're at 28 men's, and I'm so afraid Kevin's going to stop it at 30.
Oh, yeah. He sees the clock running down.
I do.
He's got that anxiety.
I want
of It's About Over.
You gotta give the people at least 35 minutes on a Friday.
Oh, the amount of spittle that just flew off of your lip.
If I have COVID, Kevin's fucked.
If you have COVID, people listening just caught it. That was so much spit.
I like this. Keep doing the jokes. Keep the podcast going. Keep it moving. I like it.
He's egging you on, trying to get you back in.
Yeah, rip on me. Ask me about my love life.
What?
Whoa, hey, when does that happen?
No, let's talk about the bitch and the witch. What time do you want to do that on Saturday?
Virginia, honestly, since Chewy passed away, I have nothing but time on my weekend. I'd love to do it at 6 a, 9 p, 3 a, 4 r, whatever you want.
4 r.
4 r me just really whatever.
All right.
Yeah.
I like this.
And Ralston, you got to still come over to my house.
I know, I do. I'd love to get over there. It looks amazing from the videos I've seen.
Just know your invitation is always. I'm there always, and you can come over anytime. So come on over.
Okay, come pick me up.
I will. I will. Dude, I will.
He can't today. He'll Uber to get you.
Right, yes.
Yeah. Tomorrow I'm going to have to.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll get you.
We have Panda. Panda can come get Kevin.
Okay.
Everybody's welcome. Eventually, I'd like it to where the nation can come over. But is that a bad idea? If I let,
yeah,
it is.
Yeah, it's a bad idea.
Why?
You can't just start inviting the nation to your house.
The cool people, though.
I know, but there's about 400 cool people.
No, there's way more than we have great listeners.
I know, but there's a bunch that you have very close relationships with, and you can't invite 400 people to your new house.
I would say 70% of our listeners are awesome, and 30% are fuckfaces.
I agree.
Yeah, that's the way it goes.
That's our numbers.
10%
of them are naked.
Oh, I'm over the 30%.
Okay, so we got 10% are naked, 30% are fuckfaces.
The 30% can go.
I like breaking down our numbers here on KBJ Nation. So.
The 30% can go fuck themselves.
Okay, all right.
I don't care about that.
Okay. You know who you are.
Oh, yeah. I'll never like them. They'll never like me. And go fuck yourself.
There you go. Not surprised by this. Talking about things that are addictive. Of course, you know your booze, maybe your weed, possibly. Junk food actually is one thing they say can be addictive. And I never thought about this, but I wouldn't argue it. They say they're finding music can be just as addictive as junk food and alcohol, according to researchers. They were studying the brain, and they found that music triggers an area of the brain that is the reward center.
Mm.
And I don't argue this one bit because I completely agree with it. I'm to that point. I get to my house. One of the first things I do, I get music going. It goes all day long in my house. I believe in that. And I do it mainly because if they had my brain hooked up, there's a definite difference in my mood if music is playing and if it's not.
100%
and I
agree.
Use music to always keep me straight, you know, with my moods and to make sure that I'm cruising at a right thing. I use music like a drug. I really do in my life. And so I was like, bam, that is right on point for me.
There are certain songs that I hear that will transcend me into something that's not of this earth. I swear to you, it feels like a drug for me.
It is, and I think that's right. And that's why I do it. That's why I take so much time on my playlist, because at the same time, a shitty song can be like, you know?
Yeah.
But when you have one great song after another that, for whatever reason, for you, strikes that chord and brings back either positive vibes, emotions, or you hear it, man, I got a playlist where just every song for me is on point, and it's a great ride.
And sometimes I don't even know why it's happening.
Mm-hmm.
It'll happen on accident. The song will be on in the background.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden I feel this euphoric feeling of peace. We don't get peace that often, where you feel legit relaxed for a good 10 seconds of clarity. It gives me that. And it hits me in the head like a sledgehammer.
And that's why I think, it's so important, because they're finding that people will drive faster on a certain kind of music. They'll be more focused on a different kind of music. And that's why I have a gazillion different, radically different playlists, because I put one on if I need to get focused and if I need to calm down because I'm a little got anxiety pumping. If I need to pick up my energy, I got a different playlist. So it's just, it's like dialing up a mood, baby.
And the other thing too, people learn through song. You can teach people who normally can't can't learn through verbal lessons or even pictures. Through song, you can teach lessons, and that's how they are able to become more intelligent.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, music.
Yeah, that's what we call it. Yeah.
That's a great name for a record company. Fuck yeah, music.
It is. We could do Christian.
It's better than...
Fuck yeah, records. My first hit is Jesus is Lord. Please don't email me. I'm just doing a bit.
I think our first should be Nazareth.
Nazareth.
I know that's out of character. I'm sorry.
Samsung went to Nazareth. That is going to be our first hit on Fuck Yeah Records.
Samsung of Nazareth.
And then I want to see when you go in and pitch it to the local church.
I would love to get all liquored up on some whiskey.
Can you get a meeting with Christ Fellowship?
I would love to do a sermon.
Samsung came from Nazareth.
Give me 20 minutes with a group of people just to do a sermon.
I think that'd be fantastic.
But people probably be offended. Probably. Oh, you fucking with
somebody's God. Always offended. It's 30% of our fuckface listeners. We know who you are.
And you're not invited to the barbecue.
No,
fuck
you're not.
You.
Yeah. Fuck off this weekend. The other 70%, you're cool. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, you're awesome.
Love you. Yeah.
We'll see you later.
This unrated, adult-friendly podcast is brought to you by our good friends at Adult Video Warehouse. Your pleasure is important, and because of that, it's worth investing in. The sexperts at Adult Video Warehouse will have you feeling like a sex god or goddess in no time. Visit adultvideowarehouse.net in Pompano Beach and North Palm Beach.